Blog.
He rocks in the treetop all the day long, hopping and a bopping and a singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' Robin, tweet, 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 tweet. Rockin' Robin, Rockin' Robin, what we're really gonna rock up tonight. Every little swallow, every chickadee, every little bird in the tall oak tree, the wise old owl, the big black crow, flap of their wings, sing and go, birds go. Rockin' Robin, rockin' Robin, so rockin' Robin, what we're really gonna rock up tonight. And it was grand. It started going steady and bless my soul. He out popped the buzzard and the Oreo. He rocks in the treetop all the day long, popping and a popping and a singing his song. All the little birds on Jaybird Street love to hear the robin go tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' Robin, tweet, tweet, tweet. Rockin' Robin, tweet, tweet, tweet. Slow rockin' Robin, cause we're really gonna rock tonight. Tweet, tweet, we own the pretty little raven at the birdman's stand. Taught him how to do the bop and it was grand. They started going steady and bless my soul. He out popped the buzzard and the Oreo. He rocks in the treetop all the day.
How you doing, boys and girls? Welcome to the Spirit of America, bud.
Okay. Yesterday, I was at my daughter's house, and I couldn't find Fox TV, so I was stuck on MSNBC, and I happened to listen to Chris Matthews' Rasvanjani. I have to tell you, I don't watch MSNBC, and I'll tell you why. During the Iraq War, they took a great pleasure in the casualty count as it rose, and they never supported the troops, and they even tried to convict one Latino soldier for shooting, who was at the Battle of Fallujah and lost a few buddies, and he shot an Al-Qaeda that was twitching, and they accused him of taking pleasure in it. And they even brought on a Congressional Medal of Honor, a colonel named Jacobson, to try and execute this guy in the media. And I thought it was, when I saw that, I gave them the name Marine Killing NBC. So I don't watch it, but I was over at my daughter's house and I turned it on, and there's Chris Matthews Rasvanjani. And he is singing the praises of Osama bin Laden. He is telling his audience how great Obama is. He got Osama bin Laden. He got al-Awlaki. And he got Muammar Gaddafi. And no, Bush never did it. Nobody else ever did it. Only Obama did it. Well, I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to bring you back to the beginning of the Iraq War and the people that were in charge. And one of the people that were in charge was the Secretary of Defense, and his name was Donald Rumsfeld. And Donald Rumsfeld pursued that war and prosecuted that war for seven innings. And anybody in baseball will tell you, if the pitcher is relieved in the seventh inning and his team wins the ball game, he gets credit for the win. So the win goes to Donald Rumsfeld, who was a most able and capable servant of the people of the United States. And even when Bush threw him under the bus at Christmas time, after saying, Donald will be with me as long as we are in office. Even though Bush double-crossed them, Donald Rumsfeld never once peeped any concern or exclamation that he had been shafted. So Donald Rumsfeld gets credit for the Iraq War. Now, I will give Osama bin Laden credit for getting Osama bin Laden, because I got to tell you, and I feel that Bush knew where he was. And Bush did not want to go up against the Pakistani government. And I did notice that when Obama came in, he said that if he's in Pakistan, he's going to get him. So I'm going to give Obama credit for that. And I'm going to give Obama credit for getting al-Awlaki. I'm going to give credit for getting Gaddafi. But you know what? Gaddafi could have been gotten real easy. You see those kids in the streets. Those were all kids. They never knew how to fire a weapon. Those kids were kept under wraps. They got a moment of glory now before the Islamic Brotherhood takes over and relieves them of their weapons. So the success of taking out the Muammar Gaddafi, I think it could have been done with a 10-bomb. Reagan kept him quiet for 20 years. But he's gone. Good riddance to him. But now let's take a look at the two culprits that remain that are being protected by Obama. The two culprits that remain that are being protected by Obama. And I'm going to tell you, Bush never did anything. He had 8 years to rouse up the Iranian people and cause an overthrow of that government of Iran. Because the Iranian youth doesn't want this government. And that's who takes over. That's who starts a revolution, is the youth. And you see it in Libya. They think it's a social event, the kids in Libya. They don't know what's coming tomorrow. They're enjoying today. But the kids in Iran, when I say kids, I'm talking young people, in Iran, they're taking bullets. Women are taking bullets in the chest to demonstrate against the mullahs. And that country is being ruled by a crazy person who wouldn't qualify to be a tailor on Broadway, uptown. The only thing he could do would be allowed to sew French cuffs on pants and do a peg 14. Yeah, but he is the mouthpiece for kill all the Jews, and don't think he's not going to do it. And you know who knows that better than you and me? The boys in Israel. They know that this man will kill them. And I got to tell you something else. When Bush was in power, Iran was totally surrounded by U.S. forces. You get out a map, go to the CIA map of Iran, and you'll see we were in every country that bordered Iran. We could have been in Tehran at Ahmadinejad's house in 20 minutes. And that's another lesson. 8 year wars are not for the American people. The American people can't take anything over 4 years. So if you're going to win a war, you got to win it in about a month. Strike hard, strike heavy, wipe them out, and get out. And then let the diplomats talk. And if talking fails, strike hard, strike heavy, wipe them out, and get out. But anyway, so there's Iran, and Bush had an opportunity just to beam propaganda into the Iranian population, and he could have facilitated the overthrow. They put up one radio station that started with an S, I forget what it's called, and it was very weak, and I think it was even infiltrated by the Baji, which is the police that round up the kids and throw them in the trunks of police cars and then take them to the police station and rape them. Yeah, that's Iran, man. But the worst one is Syria, and I'll tell you why. Because as soon as Nancy Pelosi became Sneaker of the House, she demanded that the Air Force give her a big jet. She demanded that she have enough a jet that was long range, so she could take 40 communists from the House and the Senate and fly to Damascus and lick the ankles of Bashar al-Assad. Bashar al-Assad is a murderer. He is responsible for the death of the Prime Minister of Lebanon, Rafiq Hariri. He is responsible for the murder and death of Christians and Jews in his own country. His country harbored Nazi war criminals after World War II and the Third Reich fell. This man is an evil man. And when he shoots people in the street and rushes them to the hospital, he usually finishes them off in the hospital. This man is an evil man. And he is responsible for the murder of 4,500 Americans who have died in the Iraq War. He is responsible for the maiming of 40,000 Americans who have lost limbs in the Iraq War. He is the number one IED distributor in the Middle East. And his IEDs, with new improved Iranian copper lugs, have been shredding the bodies of Americans and Iraqis since we got there. He should have been taken out first, but he won't, because DNC headquarters is now in Damascus, and the sneaker of the House went to lick his ankles after she sent Bill Nelson a month earlier to prepare her way. And that's what he did. And if you don't believe me, Google Nancy Pelosi goes to Syria. And Google Senator Nelson goes to Syria. And Google Jimmy Carter goes to Syria. And you'll notice they're all sitting in the same room at different times, and it's right in front of the same ottoman. And the only difference is, in one of them, I think Nelson sits to the left of Bashar al-Assad, and the other two sit to the right of Bashar al-Assad. And their biggest complaint when they were in Syria was that the windows to the palace were open and the screams of the Americans was breaking their train of thought. They should all be tried for treason and shot, or sent to Libya. So having said that, now I'm going to go back to what Chris Matthews said, and I'm going to break your heart. So Chris Matthews and the Party of Death gave credit to Osama bin Laden, the illegal alien from another planet, for taking out Osama bin Laden, taking out al-Awlaki, and taking out Muammar Gaddafi. Of course, he didn't talk too much about sending 100 body bags and 100 troops to Africa. But let me tell you something about, and this pullout is going to be very dangerous. And there are no al-Qaeda in Iraq right now. They're all heading to Afghanistan because they want to get their last rounds into the Americans before the Americans pull out. They're going to turn Afghanistan into a Russian rout. That's what their goal is. And every al-Qaeda, every Hezbollah, every Hamas that can leave, every Muslim terrorist will be there for the big kill. Okay, so I'm going to tell you something that they didn't mention that is more important than all of those kudos that were paid to Osama bin Laden. I'm going to take you back to August the 6th, 2011, and there was a helicopter shootdown in which a whole contingent of Navy SEALs was killed in one shot. And Obama's not taking credit for that. And Chris Matthews didn't mention it in his accolades to Obama, his ode to Obama. So I'm going to mention it to you right now. I'm going to take the lieutenant commander. And remember they told us that these Navy SEALs, their names should not be revealed. Well, you can get them off of the Internet. Jonas B. Kessel, Lieutenant Commander. Nicholas Null, Explosive Ordnance Disposal Technician. Andrew Harvell, Staff Sergeant. Carter David, Chief Warrant Officer. Specialist Alexander Bennett. Airman Daniel Zerbe. Specialist Spencer Duncan. Sergeant Patrick Hamburger. Explosive Ordnance Disposal Tech, Craig Vickers. Information Systems Tech, Jared Day. Special Warfare Operator, that's a SEAL, Jesse Pittman. Heath Robinson. Derek Benson. Master at Arms, Petty Officer, Johnny Duangdara. Special Warfare Operator, Christopher Campbell. Special Warfare Operator, Louis Langlaise. Special Warfare Operator, Matthew Mason. Chief Warrant Officer, Brian Nichols. Special Warfare Operator, Petty Officer, Second Class, Nicholas Spihar. John Tummelson. Jason Workman. Brian Bill. John Foss. Robert James Reeves. Thomas A. Ratzlaff. Kevin A. Houston, Stephanie Matthew, Stephen Matthew Mills, Medic, John Brown, Cryptologist, Michael Strange, Aaron Carson Bourne, Sergeant Daniel Patron, and except for Sergeant Patron, they were all in the helicopter crash. Chinook CH-47. Now, I'm reading from a list of 50 names. I got 3 pages to read from August the 6th, 2011. That's 150 Americans have died in the Afghan war. Now, I'm going to tell you something. Bush was there for 8 years. Bush successfully occupied Afghanistan and was there for 8 years. He lost 461 men. Since August the 6th, Obama has lost 150 men. Actually, the count in Afghanistan is 1,746 at this time. So he's lost 4 times the number of people that Bush has lost in 8 years. He's lost it in 3 years. I just want to pay my tribute to the rest of these guys. Adnan Gonzalez, Joshua Robinson, Kisan Thapa. Now, there's 3 French guys in this list. Gerdhus Jansen, he's one, and so was Kisan Thapa. One was a corporal and one was a legionnaire. Then we go back to the Americans. Alessandro Sandrino Plutino, Nicholas Ott, Patrick Lay, Ruben Lopez, Jamil Freeman, Jordan Morris, Edward Frank II, Long Gallinger, Charles Price III, Daniel Clark. And here's another Frenchman, Ali Husseini Farou. He was a corporal and a chef. And these guys were all killed by IEDs. Joe Cunningham, a second lieutenant, non-hostile. Second lieutenant, I got him already. Sergeant Harmon, IED attack. All these guys are killed by IED attacks. Specialist Joseph Van Drummel. That's an IED attack. So that's 50 out of 150. But the saddest ones are the Navy SEALs. And I did a show earlier about them and all their buddies who had comments. And the gist of the comments were, it was an ambush. It was a setup. The Pakis are responsible. The CH-47s are obsolete and should not be used. And never do you put 25 men in one chopper going into a shooting zone. And that was the gist of, and what a waste of SEAL talent. So now I'll play a tribute to them. Now I just read you 50 names. There's 100 names I didn't read you. And that's from August the 6th up until 10/24. Okay? And you want to know something? There isn't one media network that pays a tribute to any of these GIs. They only do it when it's fashionable. They only fly the flag when it's convenient. And they never play the Star Spangled Banner. Thank you, GIs, for your final sacrifice. And thank you to your parents who lost their national treasure. My family lives today because of you. Thank you. I don't know if you noticed it or not, but when Obama took over the war on terror, the first thing he did was he eliminated the word American troops. They have been reclassified as NATO troops. And I wouldn't be surprised if he gets his way, or one day they'll all be wearing a blue helmet and taking their orders from a French general. And we better never let that happen. And we better never abandon these guys as they watch our backs. We better be watching their backs. And never let anybody burn a flag in front of you. Stop it. Put an end to it. Do whatever you have to do. And you know what you can do if you can't physically do it? Vote out the 48 senators who voted to burn it. Vote out the 125 Viet Congress mice who voted to burn it. They were probably the same ones as spitting on troops coming home from Nam at the airport. Now they're running the government. We are outnumbered. 51-49. Freedom is shrinking in America. And get Pat Buchanan's book because it's a wake-up call. And you'll be labeled a racist. So if you get Pat Buchanan's book, The Suicide of America, I think it's called. If there's a coupon in there, you send it to me and I'll send you a free racist label. Let me make it day with a little light music. I'm going to reach back to when America was spiritually safe, morally safe, and patriotic.
Is it
of the clever moves that Obama is making. He sidestepped closing Gitmo. That's step three. First, he's going to withdraw from Iraq, and then he's going to withdraw from Afghanistan, and then he's going to close Gitmo. What a genius, man. The guy should be a military general. Yep. My question is, how many terrorists are going to come in on Fulbright scholarships this year? Yeah, we're in trouble. We're in big trouble. One of the things that Obama is not taking credit for is giving back Poland, Czechoslovakia, Lithuania, Latvia, and Estonia, Ukraine, and Georgia to the new improved Soviet Union. He's not taking credit for that. You know what else he's not taking credit for? He's not taking credit for giving the Russians the serial numbers of all of the nuclear missiles on British submarines. He's not, you didn't hear about that. Oh, you won't hear about that because he controls the media. Comrade, can you cut sugarcane? Unbelievable. It is really sad. It is really scary. And you want to know what was scary? He had control of the House, the Senate, and himself. He had all three branches of government under his tutelage. And the only thing that was saving us was one Supreme Court vote. He could have wrapped up the entire government. It's a wonder that one of the conservative Supreme Court judges didn't get assassinated. Then he would have had it all. He could have got himself Muammar Gaddafi's old uniform. Yeah, we're in trouble. We're in big trouble. And watch these people in this, Wall Street rallies. This is a rehearsal for a government takeover when the time comes. This is like a dress rehearsal or an undress rehearsal, depending on how you look at it. And this is what we can do, and we can triple that or quadruple it when it comes time to overthrow the government. It's going to be very interesting. So, having said that, let me give you a tune to cheer you up. I was thinking of those 50 names on that American Fallen list, 47 out of 50, because three were French guys. And I was thinking the average age looks to be about 30. Yet there's a guy 19 on there and there's a guy 40 on there. But the average age looks to be about 30. And I said to myself while I was listening to that beautiful rock and roll song from the days when America had spirit. And that's why I call myself the Spirit of America Party. And I'm thinking of an empty dance floor that used to be full. And those 50 guys are missing from it, plus their girls and spouses. How sad. How sad that some of us get a free ride and some of us have to pay extra duty. It is really sad. Okay. And if I went into those other 100 names that were killed after August the 6th up to October the 24th, you would see that most of them are IEDs. Most of them are IEDs. How sad. How sad. And they're all coming in from Syria. And if there were any WMDs, the Ba'ath Party in Syria got them from the Ba'ath Party in Iraq. And they're sitting on them. And when the Iranians come into southern Iraq, Saudi Arabia is going to be threatened. And you haven't seen them rattle their sword yet. And I don't know if you noticed it or not, but the Turks chose to receive aid from Israel yesterday in the help of hospital care during this earthquake that they had. So the Israelis, the Turks are warming up to the Israelis because the Israelis extended a hand of help. which was a smart move on their part. They could have said, well, they don't like us and we don't like them. But they brushed their feelings aside and said, let's help one another. That's a gesture of somebody that wants peace. That is not what the PLO and Hamas want. If you can go and kill athletes at an Olympics, you have no soul. If you can throw a policeman out a window after tearing him to shreds, you have no soul. You're not doing it for Allah. You're doing it for Shaitan.
Okay, we're going to... I used to have a Malamute that did that.
Thank you. a fool of you. Why don't you do right like some other men do? Get out of here and get me some money too. You're sitting down wondering what it's all about. You ain't got no money, they will put you out. Why don't you do right like some other men do? Get out of here and get me some money too. If you had prepared 20 years ago, you wouldn't be a wandering now from door to door. Why don't you do right like some other men do? Get out of here and get me some money too.
Session, Cal Jada, Cuban Fantasy. Thank you.
watch the dirty politics of the Demo Camos, the party of death, the party that votes to burn the flag, the party that wants to legalize drugs, the party that wants to put everybody on welfare, the party that wants to abort American babies, the party that wants to divide and conquer. Do you know what DNC stands for? Democrat National Committee? It also stands for divide and conquer. And it also stands for dilatation and curatage. Curatage. That's a fancy word for killing a kid. And then they'll tell you it's not a child, it's a fetus. I said, why don't we change the word fetus to tadpole? And then you can say you're only killing frogs. And so while we're on the subject of immigration, how'd you like that switch? First off, a person who is an illegal is not an immigrant. A person who's illegal is an invader. So stop using the word illegal alien or illegal immigrants. First off, aliens are from a foreign planet. They're not from this world. And if you don't believe me, ask Congressman Kucinich, who claims that he was kidnapped by aliens and he was taken up to a spaceship. This guy, he's in the Congress voting to burn the flag and voting to kill kids. This is Dennis Kucinich. And he visits Syria with Nancy Pelosi. And this guy was kidnapped by, he'll tell you, he was kidnapped by aliens from another planet. He was taken up to a spaceship. He was stripped naked and simonized. Yeah, unbelievable. This is what we got running the country. They're all sickos down there. Mike Savage says they're all on drugs. He's probably right. I bet you if you had a drug, there's two tests they couldn't pass. A drug test and a lie detector test. Yeah, we're in trouble. I think we'd be better off if we got rid of everybody. Got rid of everybody. And then it would be like, you know, the surprise test that you used to get in school and then nobody knew the answers. Now, how do we get the payoffs? I don't know. I'm new here, too. Yeah, we're in trouble. Okay, so speaking of immigrants, I just want to say that the Party of Death, the Demo Camos, have successfully planted in the minds of the brainwashed that the Republican Party hates Latinos. And the poor Latinos believe it, and then they go and they vote for somebody who hates Latinos. Yeah. Do you think Nancy Pelosi has bunk beds in her house for her servants? Oh, you have to go now, Jose. The ICE people are here, and they're not carrying ICE. So here's your $2 for the day. Go, Jose. Yeah, unbelievable, man. What a bunch of suckers we are. We're buying all this propaganda and garbage. We're all up the fat lady's burka. But I just want to say about Latinos, they are great people. They are the backbone of the United States, the legal ones. And the illegal ones, they gotta get help. They got to find somebody that can help them become a citizen. But they got to do it right. You can't. Don't be a second-rate citizen. Don't be a band on the run. And don't let people take advantage of you. Speaking of taking advantage of you, a friend of mine went to the swearing-in ceremony of new citizens, and he said it was a disgrace. He was one of the guest speakers and welcoming them to the United States as American citizens. All he did was tell them who they could sue. If they refuse to rent you an apartment, you call me. If they refuse to sell you a house, you call me. If they refuse you a job, you call me. And I said to myself, what immigrant listening to that would have nothing but animosity going out the door towards the land of his dreams? Right? The guy's telling you, everybody hates you out here. Nobody likes you, only me. And that's the work of the Demo Camo Party of Death. What they do is they pretend to give you the ladder of success, but they break the bottom two rungs so you never get a leg up. Yet they'll tell you they're on your side. Well, some of my best friends are Latinos. But I'm going to pay a tribute to the Latinos, and I'm going to ask you one question. What is the most popular Latino name? Or Hispanic? Some people say you shouldn't use the word Latino. It's more apropos to use Hispanic. What is the most popular Hispanic name? My guess is it could be a Gomez. It could be a Rodriguez. And there was a third one, but doesn't come to mind right now. But I do know this. If you Google the casualty count from the Iraq war, you will find that there are 14 Hispanics named Gomez. And if you look at the Marine Corps a roster, you will see at least a 40% Latino Hispanic names. So these people come, and they don't pick the sissy outfits. They go right for the hardcore, heavy-duty, let's fighter-divers, skyter-pilots rosters. They give it all to the United States, and we should give it all to them. And so I'm not worried that one day the greater majority of the population will be Hispanic.
That doesn't bother me. That doesn't bother me. My only concern is, why is it that all the women are so beautiful and the men are so ugly? But you know what? I find that in any group of people. I always find that the women are so beautiful and the men are so ugly. I guess I could be charged with being a racist, huh? Yeah, I will race for anything. Hang in, they will give you a tune. They're hardworking people. They're very religious. And I'll tell you something. The gringos in the United States, the potheads, killed 40,000 Mexicans in the last year buying pot. So if I get a kick out of how we're always blaming the Mexicans for our junkie problems. It's us, the junkie, who is killing the Mexicans. You think about that the next time you're smoking a joint that you just murdered some mother's son down in Mexico. And I'm going to tell you what my feelings are about pot. That we should have the death penalty for first-time offenses. And don't give me that medical marijuana crap. If it's you can take medical marijuana. What do they call it? Marinol, in a pill form. You don't have to be smoking it and polluting the air with that sick Christmas tree smell. You can, and you know what? You should also be allowed to take it in suppository form, and this way you'll cut down on passing the roach around. But it's the potheads that are killing the Mexicans. American potheads. American money is killing. American money to buy pot is killing the Mexicans. There's no way around it. I know you people like to rationalize all you liberal nuts and all you liberal sickos, but you can't rationalize that. Every time you buy a joint, you're killing a Mexican. Yeah. And you know what? If it gives you a headache, buy some medical marijuana. You see what's happening out in California? This is the new industry. You know, there's only three industries that we can build right now. Drugs is one, gambling is another, and the government took that over. So the government will be taking over, and prostitution, which you can find any day in the House and the Senate. Yeah, we're in trouble, my friends. You have no idea. You can take all the courses you want, pay all those student loans. And then you're going to go out and look for a job. You're going to have to go to China to go to work. You're going to have to go to Cuba and cut sugar cane. this song goes out to all the guys in the Witness Protection Program, the Battered Husbands Division. I can find a Latino tune that will make us jump and shake. Sergeant, read that man his merengue rights.
Para aquellos que se quejan tanto, para aquellos que solo critican, para aquellos que usan las armas, para aquellos que nos contaminan, para aquellos que hacen la guerra, para aquellos que viven pecando, para aquellos que nos maltratan, para aquellos que nos contagian.
Gringos to the Spirit of America party. I had a thought. I'm sitting in New York, and all day it's been snowing, sleeting, and the trees are falling down, and all the flowers are dying. I got the last rose of summer hanging out there. I feel so sad for it. But my thought goes out to the Wall Street wimps, and I wonder where they are tonight. The temperature is 30 degrees Fahrenheit. Snow, sleet, and rain started early today. I pray that the sanitation snowplow drivers can see those protest signs. I guess the Nazi Party will be pulling out after getting Stalingrad deja vu. The Communist Party will pull out for the same reason. They got shot by their own officers for not fighting the Germans. Yeah, and David Duke and the Klan will rest up at Mohammed Bloomberg's House of Prayer and Pea Kiosk. And that leaves the Grey Poupon Communist to call Mommy to get the basement ready. The illegal alien, O'Care, was down there too. Wherever there's an American to be trampled, O'Care will be there. The illegal alien president from another planet, who is losing more troops than Putin did in Afghanistan, tells us the Free Shiite Party is just like the Tea Party. The Free Shiite Party has one misguided Iraq War vet, and we don't know if that can be verified. And they lured him in with free weed and free VD samples. Now let's take a look at the Tea Party. At least half of the Tea Party has DD-214s. Most of you Americans don't know that, just like you can't name the Great Lakes, because you went to communist cucumber school, and all you know how to do is put on a condom. But I got a tip for you. It doesn't go over your head. So, at least half of the Tea Party has DD-214s. For you guys that don't know, that's honorable discharge papers from the military. 25% were probably at Bastogne in the coldest European winter in 100 years, surrounded by Germans who wanted to wipe them out. Yep. And the Tea Party earned every dollar they ever made and paid taxes and Social Security for at least 30 years. They go to church and they put money in the poor box. They, probably over a lifetime, provided jobs for 100 Americans each. They are pro-life and God and country forever people. I'm not going to say it. This un-American pretender to the American throne who sanctions child murder, just leave him to die by the sink, has the audacity to say, the waste in the gutter is the same as the Tea Party, which is drug-free and sanitary. And so where are the Wall Street wimps tonight? And why isn't Fox down at Camp Crap instead of sending a poor Julie Banderas to be mugged in Central Park? My guess is the Sunshine terrorists have gone round the corner to their $4,000 a month studio apartment and made reservations at a restaurant to be waited on by Mexicans and complain that the wine is corked. Chin up, comrade. Your president has the same problem. Can you cut a sugar cane? More tea, anybody? Bartender, play me something American.
Just got to see my feet don't drop. She's there waiting and I'm hesitating.
my wife comes running in and says, Tom, they just announced 13 NATO troops are killed in Afghanistan. And I says, yes, and they're all American. Actually, there's one Canadian there, too. And then I turn on my internet, and the big headline pops up. It's the fifth headline. The fifth. It's number five, you know, before Lindsay Lohan flashes the judge. And it says, Afghanistan suicide bombing kills 13. And you have to open up the issue to learn the rest. It's you. Afghan suicide bombing kills 13 U.S. troops. They were on a military bus, a bulletproof bus, and they were hit by a suicide bomber in a car. Every jihadi and his mother is on the way to Afghanistan for the final kill. And, of course, Obama told them when we're leaving, so they're all getting ready for the grand finale. The jihadis will have help from the Pakistanis, the Chinese, and the Russians. The Pakis want payback for bin Laden. The Russians want payback for their Stinger route in Afghanistan. And China wants the arms orders plus two bases in Pakistan. Obama is not worried about the body count as long as he gets credit for the evacuation. Did he ever take credit for wiping out the SEAL Team 6? The media tonight is telling you that this is the biggest loss in Afghanistan. No, it's not. SEAL Team 6 was the biggest loss. But they covered that up so good that they forgot about it. And Obama never mentioned it while bragging about getting bin Laden, al-Awlaki, and Gaddafi. Did he take credit for protecting the Syrian citizen genocide, which tonight is going to be very heavy? He's already killed Bashar al-Assad, Nancy Pelosi's lover. He's killed at least 10,000 Syrians that we know about. He makes whole villages disappear, and he's got four surrounded right now that he's going to make an example out of. Yeah, you wouldn't want to show up at the vote against him in the booth. So, did he take credit for the murder of Nada in Iran? And Nada is the girl that took the bullets in the chest at a peaceful demonstration. And then all of the young students got rounded up by the Baji, which is the police, and they don't even put them in the back seat. They throw them in the trunk. Real nice country, Iran. Real nice country. And what's the guy's name that's running it? What is his handle? He's got a code name. I think he's called the Radioactive Pistachio Nut. Yeah, unbelievable, man. Yeah, he says he's pro-student, except the Tehran University students being beaten in their beds. Has he promised amnesty to the Gitmo detainees? Will he pardon Eric Holder for the murder of 50,000 Mexicans? I thought it was 40,000. Our press is saying there's only 40,000 Mexicans that are murdered keeping Junior in pot. And the balance of trade deficit gets higher all the time. But Vicente Fox was on talking about what's going on. And he blames the United States, and rightly so. If it wasn't for American potheads, Mexicans would not be dying. And Vicente Fox says that the murder count is 50,000 Mexicans and two border guards. And that's what Eric Holder should be standing trial for. Plus the border guards he and Bush put in jail. And the only ones who can save us now and defeat Hillary Clinton, because Obama's finished. If Obama goes, if the party of death sees Obama can't win, you better pray. You better pray that they don't assassinate him. I'm telling you, this party of death is dangerous. But definitely Hillary will come to the forefront to save the party. And if she comes to the forefront, we're going to get a run for our money, because they know how to acorn the votes. And so we're going to need Kane and Gingrich. Kane to get jobs done and Gingrich to remind us of who we are, because we forgot who we are. Like I just mentioned, you go out in the street tomorrow and ask anybody to name the five Great Lakes. I bet you they can't. Did you know, I just learned this today, I'm sharing it with you. Did you know that the Great Lakes contain 1/5 of the world's fresh water supply, just the Great Lakes alone. Do you know how many abundanzas we have in this country? They were showing salt mines up in that Great Lakes area that are huge. They go like through seven states. Giant salt mines. We have more oil than Saudi Arabia, but the Democamos and the communist press have told you we don't have any. We can take care of ourselves big time. We could close the gates and take care of ourselves. So, the Democamo demonstrations are a wake-up call that America has more enemies inside than out. Freedom is outnumbered 51-49, and that's how Obama's going to win, if he is the candidate. But I wouldn't count on it. I think this deal was made a long time ago. Less than 1% of Americans really know the cost of freedom, and they're all wearing flak jackets. The Democamos sit on all courts. They are in the House and the Senate. 48 senators are flag burners. 125 Viet Cong grease mice are the same. The schools are full of brainwashing Stalinists. ACLU stands for Antichrist Lawyers United. The media buries all Democamo crimes against the nation. When you have Occupy Wall Street communists teaming up with the Klan and the Nazi Party saying we're just like the Tea Party, you know you're being brainwashed. The Tea Party is the true spirit of America. The Obama boots on the ground endorsed by the party of death is the spirit of Lenin, the loser. Bartender, give me a shot of patriotism. Here's a group called the Del Vikings, and they all got together in the U.S. Air Force to cut records and serve their country.
Is it any wonder that I've fallen for you? You're the spell I'm under, and I'm helpless, it's true. Is it any wonder why my skies are so blue when I search the
Here's something that's disturbing me tonight. As part of the Tea Party or an organization inside the Tea Party has called for Michelle Bachmann to step aside. And I don't like that. I want to see these candidates run out the clock. And I don't care if she's 8%, 6%, or 2%. I want to see her hang in there. I want to see her given the opportunity to become the next president all the way. I don't like this move. And I don't like being directed to two candidates. And the two candidates I'm being directed to are Perry and Mitt Romney. And I'm going to tell you something. All New York politicians suck. They hate this country. They would serve Stalin before they would serve the United States. None of them are any good. Maybe one conservative on Staten Island, and maybe King, Peter King out in Long Island. But as a majority of politicians, especially the New York City ones, they're all anti-American, and they pretend to love us, but they hate us. That's my humble opinion. Now, let me tell you who's worse, the ones that Massachusetts sends down the pike. And Connecticut, too. Connecticut just elected a guy that lied about his service in Vietnam. And he was an attorney general. Could you imagine him prosecuting people that tell the truth? And they said, you know what? You did such a good job lying about your service in Vietnam. We're going to make you a state senator. So let me tell you, when the revolution comes, you are not going to find any originals from Lexington and Concord to stand up for you. So as far as Massachusetts goes, Mass can kiss my ass. Massachusetts sends the nation absolute garbage. Kennedy, a murderer, a flag burner, and a baby killer, and they worshipped him. Kerry, Frank, Scott Brown, and Markey, all except Scott Brown, voted to burn the flag and kill kids. Massachusetts, keep your garbage. The nation will raise Cain. He will either be number one or number two on the ticket. And the other winner is Gingrich, in my opinion. And no one else can do the job. I trust Herman over all of them. I trust Herman over all of them. Now, Herman is an American first. He is a full-blooded American. So, what have I got here? This one will crack you up. To show you how much of your freedom you've lost. You no longer live in the United States of America. With unemployment mired above 9% and new jobless claims hovering at 400,000 a week, my friends, you got to get our industry back. You know what? The guys that went overseas to make crap, let them stay over there. Let's start rebuilding our country from today on. Let's go back to those towns that are missing manufacturing and rebuild the manufacturing with the latest state-of-the-art equipment. Let us get back into manufacturing. You cannot win a war if you're not making your own stuff. And George Washington said, in times of peace, prepare for war. And don't let this president think you that he's bringing peace, man. When he's going to bring more terrorist infiltration into the United States than you can find dengue mosquitoes in the swamps. The Obama administration needed a victory, and at last it has one. The Justice Department, that's headed up by Eric Holder, who killed 50,000 Mexicans and two border guards. And let me tell you something. If you went and did an autopsy on those 50,000 Mexicans, you'll find 1,200 American bullets in them. Unbelievable. The Justice Department has forced a middle American school district to pay a Muslim teacher $75,000 and implement a sensitivity training course. That's automatically right out of the Soviet playbook. Everybody has to be re-indoctrinated. And the sensitivity training course has to take place throughout the district. After administrators refused to allow, she's a new hire, to take three weeks off for a trip to Mecca in 2008. Safura Khan had held her job as a math lab instructor at MacArthur Middle School in Berkeley. I wonder if that's named after General MacArthur. Boy, would he be sick today to see what they've done to his country. MacArthur Middle School in Berkeley, Illinois, less than a year when she asked unpaid leave to make Hajj, the once-in-a-lifetime religious requirement. You can go any time in a lifetime. That is one of the five pillars of Islam. There's a sixth pillar. It's called kill the infidel. The school district noted that she asked for the leave immediately before exams, was the only instructor in her department, and that the teachers' union brokered contract offered her infidel counterparts no comparable leave. So it's only justice for the Muslims. Last December, the Justice Department filed suit against the district after the Equal Opportunity, here's another agency we can close, along with the EPA and OSHA, the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission, reporting her complaint. I told you about the Americans being sworn in, the immigrants who finally became American citizens, and the only speech they were given is who to call to sue. If they refuse to rent to you, call me. If they refuse to sell you a house, call me. And that's all the negatives. They were given a plate full of negatives and sent out the door to become Americans. Last December, the Justice Department filed suit against the district after the Equal Opportunity Employment Commission reported her complaint. The DOJ argued administrators had violated Title VII of the 1964 Civil Rights Act, discriminating against Khan before her because of her religion. If she was Catholic, they would have thrown her papers in the garbage. On Thursday, all Eric Holder's men announced the school district had entered into a consent agreement to pay the Muslim mathematician $75,000 in compensation and damages. My friends, get out of the public schools. Get your kids out of the public schools. Get your kids out of the public schools. Get them into God and country schools. Do not keep them in public schools. You will regret it. You may not live to regret it. Okay, so here's another little one I'll give you. I am forwarding this to you, Tom. It's a shame. Get angry and pass it on. Remember, not only did you contribute to Social Security, but your employer did too. Don't have to tell me. I paid a lot of Social Security benefits. And when it came time for mine, there was no money left for me. It totaled a 15% of your income before taxes. I was the low man on the totem pole. I hate to tell you how it happened. If you averaged only, I'll tell you how it happened. The last 5 years of my working life, I didn't take a salary because my business was on the rocks. And what they do is they take your last 5 years, and so I got the lowest possible pay you can get on Social Security. The only thing that saved me was a good woman. And now I'm her slave. Remember, not only did you contribute to Social Security, but your employer did too. It totaled 15% of your income before taxes. If you averaged only $30,000 over your working life, that's close to $220,000. If you calculate the future value of $4,500 per year, you and your employer's contribution at a simple 5%, and that's less than what the government pays on the money it borrows, after 49 years of working, you'd have $893,000. If you took out only 3% a year, you would receive $26,000 per year, and it would last better than 30 years. Until you're 95, if you retire at the age 65, and that's with no interest paid on the final amount on deposit. If you bought an annuity and paid 4% a year, you'd have a lifetime income of $29.76 a month. The folks in Washington have pulled off a bigger Ponzi scheme than Bernie Madoff ever had. Entitlement my ass. I paid cash for my Social Security insurance, and just because they borrowed the money doesn't make my benefits some kind of charity or handout. Congressional benefits, free health care, outrageous retirement packages, 67 paid holidays, 3 weeks paid vacation, unlimited paid sick days. Now that's welfare, and they have the nerve to call my Social Security retirement entitlements. And I think there's a pension benefit for wives too. We're broke and can't help our own seniors, veterans, orphans, and homeless. The saddest thing you will ever see is go to the town closest to a military base and count the number of pawn shops. And I'm sure that in the commissary, there are women who have to put back certain items because they don't have enough money on the shelf. In the last months, we have provided aid to Haiti, Chile, and Turkey, and now Pakistan, home of bin Laden, billions of dollars. Our retired citizens living on a fixed income receive no aid, nor do they get any breaks, while our government and religious organizations pour hundreds of billions of dollars and tons of food to foreign countries. They call Social Security and Medicare an entitlement, even though most of us have been paying for it all our working lives. And now when it's time for us to collect, the government is running out of money. What did the why did the government borrow it in the first place? Imagine if the government gave us the same support they gave it to other countries. Isn't that sad? You know what? Get rid of all the millionaires and lawyers and you'll be a happy camper in Washington. And get rid of all the lobbyists, making it a law that you can't lobby. And $1 a campaign contribution, whether you're GE or Joe the Plumber. And you know what? If they can't get their message out with a dollar, we don't want to hear the message. Bartender, I'll take a bottle of Asti Spumante and a giraffe of wine.
You saw me standing alone without a dream in my heart.
Dang it, dang, dang, ding it on.
Blue moon, you knew just what I was there for. You heard me saying a prayer for someone I really didn't care for. And then there suddenly appeared before me the only one my arms would ever.
Dang it, dang, dang, ding it on, ding, boo.
Okay, looks like we're winding down. We've got 3 minutes and 16 seconds left. Let me see what I can give you. 305 is 308. We'll give you love potion number 9 for 241.
Bottles on. right here in the flesh. It smelled like turpentine and looked like India ink. I held my nose, I closed my eyes.